is hard, but that's, you know, those are the teams you play. So, you know, the way we came out in the game, I didn't think we were that focused. I wanted to figure out where we were, and we found out, especially early. And I think we found out that we have to be unbelievably, you know, thoughtful, committed, urgent to play against a team that's of this caliber. So there's some realism involved. You can't have breakdowns that make you pay for them. You go under on a handoff, they score. You know, you send them to the wrong direction, the screen, they score. So that's a credit to them, and it's also, you know, a lesson for us on how, you know, detailed we have to be in order to execute defensively against a team that's this good.
Continuing on the defensive theme, a lot of time for Alec tonight on Russell Westbrook and at the point guard spot defensively. Is that something that you feel he can do in long stretches, and especially against some of the league's better point guards like a Russell Westbrook?
Well, I think it's something we look at. I mean, frankly, I thought Trey played the best defense tonight in Westbrook. I thought he and Owl both were solid. You know, a player like that, you're not going to guard him by yourself. You have to be disciplined, and that's a tough matchup for anybody. But I do think that Alec, his size and his quickness, he can be effective guarding the ball, whether it's, you know, a big point guard or whomever.
The second game where, you know, Derek Favors kind of struggled a little bit in stretches. Are you worried about his rhythm or anything, or is this just something that he's you feel it play his way through?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's proven what he can do, and there's such a, you know, we're so early in the year that, you know, two games is what, you know, a third of the game. So I think, you know, we've sat a couple guys trying to be conscious of, you know, their levels of fatigue and whatnot. And I think that can, you know, your timing and things like that can be affected. So we've been practicing. He's been working. He had a good day after practice, getting a lot of shots up, made a lot of shots. That's a really, I mean, they're big. If you look, I mean, there's like 3 7-footers across their front line, you know, and Westbrook is about as big as any point guard in the league. So, you know, that length is an adjustment for anybody.
Kareem?
Almost the same thing with Rudy. Would you like to see him get going before you guys start regular season?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about our team is we've got some good players, and we've got an opportunity to be a good team. But it's not like anybody or our team has done anything. We've played well at times. Our individual players have played well at times. But you're looking at Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and guys that like have a level that we haven't touched that. So for us, it's, you know, hey, look at what that is and what those guys are doing, how hard they practice. You see them before the game, how hard they went. You know, those are hungry guys that are all-stars. And, you know, if we want to get to that place, individually, collectively, that's what you have to do. You have to say, look, that's it. And I think they appreciate the opportunity they have. You know, Kevin Durant was hurt for a year. You know, they lost in the NBA Finals. They know that level, and they looked unbelievably hungry. You know, they just came at it, you know, and to me, that's a team that has an appreciation for how difficult it is to win in this league. They know that you have to do everything, and sometimes that's still not enough on a given night unless you get a little lucky. We don't understand that. Why would we? You know, we haven't been in that situation. So to play a team that's on that level, to me, is you know, that's what you have to do to get there. You have to experience it. You know, you can talk about it all you want until Kevin Durant comes down from 3 feet behind the line and you go under on pick and roll and he drills a three and you say, well, no, that's what he does. That's what he does. So it's that's a credit to them, and it's not being down on our team either. It's just, it's a realistic, you know, hey, I love our team. You know, like, we didn't make a change. We got Alec back. We re-signed Book. We got the same team we had last year. You know, if we didn't feel that way about our team, we wouldn't do that. But that doesn't mean that we're a good team yet. You know, we were a good team for about 2 months, you know, and we were a good team when other teams sometimes were resting a player. You know, the competition that we played was always formidable in the league, but we weren't playing teams that were competing for the playoffs very often. And, like, I'm not dampening any enthusiasm, but I am being realistic about who our group is, and that's what our group needs. We need to be realistic about the level that's out there, and if we want to reach it, it's a hard road.